Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you, filling in for John Hockenberry today. Well, in Austin, Texas today, lawmakers convene in a special legislative session to take up Senate Bill 5. You've heard of it. That's the bill that would restrict access to abortion in Texas, banning abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy, and tightening restrictions on abortion clinics in that state in such a fashion that would cause most of them to close. SB 5 was stalled last week when Senator Wendy Davis spent nearly 11 hours filibustering to block its passage. Listen.
Senate Bill 5 would prohibit an abortion past 20 weeks of gestation, and that gestational age itself, there's some argument about the way it's defined in the bill.
Of course, Davis became a celebrity for that performance, but Governor Rick Perry announced he wasn't giving up the fight just yet or at all. Speaking at the National Right to Life Conference on Thursday, Governor Perry went so far as to say that a pro-life lesson can be learned from Senator Davis herself.
Even the woman who filibustered the Senate the other day was born into difficult circumstances. She was the daughter of a single woman. She was a teenage mother herself. She managed to eventually graduate from Harvard Law School and serve in the Texas Senate. It's just unfortunate that she hasn't learned from her own example that every life must be given a chance to realize its full potential and that every life matters.
With us is Erica Greeter, senior editor at Texas Monthly in Austin. Hi, Erica.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Erica, so much of the coverage of this story since Wendy Davis made her filibuster attempt has sort of boiled down to Davis versus Perry in a battle of personalities. There's a detail that's getting lost here. 60% of Texans support Rick Perry on this.
Well, the polling shows that about 62% of Texans support the idea of banning abortions after 20 weeks. And I think what's gotten a little bit lost is that provision was actually added to SB 5 after the first round. So the first round provisions of the bill were actually about the abortion clinics themselves. And I think that's where the argument that it's going, that it would effectively ban abortions altogether for millions of women in the state was coming from. Because you think about how big this state is. So if somebody's in El Paso, they might be looking at a situation where the nearest abortion clinic is in San Antonio, which is 600 miles away. And that's not necessarily in range for a lot of women, especially in the state's rural and poor areas.
Well, part of the question is, as the rest of the country kind of drills down on a political fight that has a former presidential candidate that could lead to political aspirations for Wendy Davis, the fact is a lot of Texans aren't this bill is not as controversial in Texas as it is maybe in other places.
Well, I think it's certainly in all the years I've covered the ledge, the only time I've seen hundreds, if not thousands of protesters gathered like we saw on Tuesday during the filibuster itself. I mean, this is not a state that's known for an abundance of civic engagement, if I can put it that way. So certainly it's caught a lot of attention. And I think part of the issue too is that because the bill was sort of rushed through, or they tried to rush it through in the first special, people had a sense of not being heard and of the process not being respected. So I think in this session, it's going to be really important to see how things are handled and whether people feel like the process itself is fair.
Senate Republicans will be better organized this time than they were during the antics of last week. Is this just going to rubber stamp and go through this week?
Probably not this week. They couldn't really be more poorly organized than they were last time. So it has good odds of getting through, but they'll want to, I think, be a little more thoughtful about it.
So they can't do it in just one session, in other words? It's going to take some more debate?
Well, I think that because a lot of them are out of town right now in the House and in the Senate, I think that they probably won't start debating it until about next week.
Okay.
In the Senate itself, we need to see if they're going to use the two-thirds rule, which you might have heard about.
Right. So SB 5, the controversial abortion bill, hits the floor in the Texas Senate in Austin. It's back. Erica Greeter, senior editor at Texas Monthly from Austin. Thank you.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.